USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. States have asked the federal government this week to withhold large amounts of the COVID-19 vaccine amid plummeting demand for the shots, adding to an already growing U.S. stockpile of doses. More than 150 million Americans have received at least one dose of vaccine, but government leaders are digging in to persuade the rest of the country to get inoculated. The Biden administration announced this week that if states don't order all the vaccine they've been allotted, the administration will shift the surplus to meet demand in other states. The remnants of China's rogue Long March 5B rocket reportedly landed in the Indian Ocean this morning after its uncontrolled descent was tracked around the world over the past week. The rocket is one of the largest objects in recent history to strike the Earth after falling out of orbit following a Chinese re-entry last year which struck a small village in West Africa. No injuries were reported from that incident. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A rock music icon and actress has mysteriously passed away. USA's Wendy King explains.
The actress who starred in Bachelor Party has passed away. Tawny Kitaen, who married Whitesnake's lead singer David Coverdale, was famously on their videos. She also appeared in Seinfeld as Jerry's girlfriend in The Nose Job and co-hosted America's Funniest People in the 90s. She was married to baseball player Chuck Finley and was charged with domestic abuse for allegedly kicking him in the face with her high heels. Kitaen died at her home in Newport Beach, California, at the age of 59. The cause of death has not been determined. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Severe weather predicted for Missouri and parts of East Texas and the South for this Mother's Day. Storm warnings continue across the South as we get into the week. Sun and partial clouds for the Great Lakes and Midwest tomorrow and Tuesday. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
White House COVID advisor says data is coming soon that vaccines offer protection against the Indian variant. USA's Dan Naraki has the story.
India saw its deadliest day since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, recording nearly 4,200 deaths on Saturday. As the second wave of infections continues to sweep through the country, India is still averaging about 400,000 new infections and more than 3,500 deaths daily. There are worries that the variant of the virus being partially blamed for fueling the surge in India could take hold in the U.S. But Andy Slavitt says there's reason to be confident in the available vaccine's ability to control the strain. The White House's senior advisor for the COVID response tells CNN that he's expecting data in the near future to show the vaccine's ability to protect against this new variant.
It looks like we're going to get very good levels of protection from our current vaccines. I think we'll see that confirmed over the coming week. But Americans should expect that if they're not vaccinated, they're going to be more exposed. If they are vaccinated, I think they can look at these variants, and there's going to be very good levels of protection so far.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Economists had predicted that 1 million jobs would be added in April, but non-farm payrolls increased by just 266,000 as unemployment rose slightly to 6.1%. An analyst for Bank of America cited that 4.6 million workers left the labor force during the pandemic, but only half are expected to return by the end of the year. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.